Call to order. Could I call on Mr. Mike Dale for the invocation, please?
Bow with me, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your many blessings and mercies. Thank you for this special country, and many of us pass by the Guthrie Tire this morning, may we ever be mindful that there have been many who have served and sacrificed to help preserve those freedoms. Lord, we pray for your guidance this morning for the Board of Regents. We pray that in their deliberations you would give them wisdom and discernment as they provide leadership for this university. As we think about ending the summer term and getting all the final plans ready for the new academic year ahead, we just pray that you would give faculty and staff a sense of vision and mission for the year ahead. We pray that we'd be good stewards of our responsibilities. And Lord, we lift up our students and we pray that as the year progresses that they would advance in their studies and help them to balance the many competing needs in their lives, that they would be successful in their pursuits. Lord, we ask these things in your holy name, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Mike. Before we go forward with the regular agenda, let me share something note with you here. Yesterday, Judy Hughes notified the President and myself that she would be resigning from the board effective immediately in order to devote more time to her family and business interests. We will miss Judy, and of course, we will recognize the contributions of her of the board at a later date. As I understand it, the governor's office will initiate the process to identify and select an appropriate person to fill this position. The governor's office has been notified of the resignation, so we hope to hear soon who will be joining us on the board. Judy came on the board June of 04. Her term expires June 10th, so we'll miss her, but we'll notify you all later on what will develop there. Right off, we have three new board members. I've gotten to talk to them all on the telephone and in person, and I think you all will grow to enjoy them just as I have in my short time of knowing them so far. So with Mr. Freddie Higdon, Mr. Rob Wilkie, and Mr. James Kennedy, please meet me out front. Don't bring your pistols.
Usually told to meet somebody out back.
That's later. Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth, be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky so long as you continue a citizen thereof, and that you will faithfully execute to the best of your ability the office of member of the Board of Regents of Western Kentucky University according to law? And do you further solemnly swear that since the adoption of the present Constitution, you being a citizen of the state have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within the state, nor out of it, nor have you sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons, nor have you acted as a second in carrying a challenge, nor aided or assisted any person thus offending, so help you God. Congratulations, gentlemen. Stay up here. Thank you, sir.
Hey, one of the traditions that we had with our government board, and it's something that was started 12 years ago, and it's something I take a lot of pride in. There is a pen that each of you now receive, and the only people who ever own one of these pens are members of the government board.
Mr. Porter, the secretary, to present the roll call.
Mr. Meyer?
Present.
Ms. Haskins?
Present.
Mr. Higdon?
Present.
Johnson?
Present.
Kennedy?
Present.
Dr. Mentor?
Present.
Mr. Smiley?
Present.
Mr. Wilkie?
Here.
Mr. Zilke?
Here.
Thank you, sir. This time, I'd like to get the board to approve the minutes of the second quarterly board meeting, April 24th, 2009, and the special board meeting, June of 2009. There is one adjustment on that. Let me read this. On the oath of office, the constitutional oath of office was administered to Mr. Kevin Smiley, student regent, by Ms. Lois Gray, chairman of the board of regents. President Gary A. Ransdell presented Mr. Smiley with the official regent pin, which is designated specifically for members of the board. I think that might have been left out of the minutes. So
those are in the June 19 special budget meeting minutes.
It had Mr. Gillies' name and should be changed to Mr. Smiley. There we go.
Those regents that served for one meeting.
But in his one meeting, he made an impression, I can tell you that. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor? Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, a couple of corrections. I'm looking at the April second quarterly minutes, and on page 11, I think what I said in the paragraph three lines from the bottom, I think what I said was people would be sucking this up a lot better as opposed to sucking up to this, which is very different.
Okay.
I don't think they're sucking up to the budget cut. It's just me.
We will make that correction.
Okay.
I
had one more. I'll make this on behalf of Ms. Tamala Smith, who's no longer on the board, but on page 12, in between the statement by Ms. Haskins and the statement by Mr. Gilley, there were lengthy responses from myself and then Regent Smith. So if those could be passed for the minutes.
We will make those corrections. And then do you want to just bring the amended minutes for that meeting to the next?
I could bring that to your attention and see that resolution, that that would be amended to the board of minutes, to the minutes of the board of minutes.
Thank you.
Motion on that? Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of the amendment and the board of minutes, the minutes and the amendment?
Aye.
Thank you. Passed.
Yeah, I see some future minute potential for confusion with Wilkie and Zilke going here.
Yeah.
They're good names.
I'm just glad there's somebody after me in the alphabet.
I'm always against alphabetic discrimination. All my life I've suffered it.
Good to see you, Larry.
Nice to see you.
Before we move forward, I'd like to say a word or two. And I think all of you have a list of your committee responsibilities, and the chair has already had that. When I got here, I told Dr. Ransdell it's odd for me coming in here and not hugging Lois Gray right off the bat, and I will tell you that I already miss her. She was great to work with, as all of you have been on this board, and I cherish your friendships and will cherish the friendships of the newer folks coming on. So thank you so much for your all's friendship and cooperation in my time that I've been here. And appreciate your confidence in putting me in this position. I hope to do as well as previous boards, especially Lois and Earl Fisher, who was chairman when I first came on. I'd like to say that I want you all to feel free to speak up anytime you want to during the allotted times during our board meetings, and feel free to present opposition, positive. I want you to hope that it'll be in a positive way. I hope that we will keep our comments as clear and precise as possible so we can move on with the meeting. State your case, and if there's opposition, state it, and we'll move on in a positive manner. We've had a lot of civility on this board ever since I've been here, and I hope that we will continue with that. One other thing, I'd like to compliment all the people that were involved in the meeting yesterday morning. It was a very fine meeting, and all the people that had a part to that did a great job. It was very informative and very, very, very productive meeting. And on another note, our afternoon session, I was absolutely amazed at our farm, the work that those folks are doing out there, the ability that they have, the knowledge they have, and all the things that are going on at that farm, and also what they do with very little money. I mean, they just do a super job. They're innovative, and so Jack Rudolph is commended, and his staff, and like to go on record as saying that. So it was all in all a very good day, and thank you all very much, all of you that were there, and then all of you that participated in the meeting. With that, let's move on to committee meetings, and first is Academic Affairs, Ms. Yvette Haskins.